Shrim Rimhain Shabbos continued, Dalet Shvat Heitav Shalom, Zion, January 23rd, 1977,
on
Sunday.
In other words, if it is one keho, so the Nilas Deles is not Mivatl. Is not Mivatl. Vatl is taking them to us, so then we don't have to resort to Aloch of Lovut. Mashein Kein, if it's two kehos. Now, suppose it's two kehos, but they are mamish in contact with each other, then it's one keho. So then we don't have to resort to the Aloch of Lovut. But if they're not in contact with each other, but this the vacant space between one keiro and the other keiro is two tvachim or two and half tvachim, two and three quarters of a tefach. So if Pesach is for tvach, so then we apply the halacha of lomut on a horizontal plane. Mashein kein if Pesach is not. Do you want to question in doubt how many years say some is washing those dollars about mechitz? But we say to them, just we don't remove it. The kiras movik tzoroi. We look so on remove it. You take Pesach no bottle of mitiras keiro. The also remove it. I will take as dalet loy bottle of iridas timoso. We need as dalet. I look in Meshi Misinai. Who good love would we take nakumo? We make him dalet. That means we make him dalet. Ames. We that's in suku. That is suki. The whole time we should be stay keiro. Is hab. Shein bezuah. Babel loy bezuah. We loy bineyem gimu. Because if Bnei'im is Gimel, so then it means Pesach Posuach, it cannot be considered as one Keo. But if in Bnei'im Gimel, so if the Pesach is Posuach, so then it's applied the Halacha of Lovut. V'adel es misukon liyisneil b'emtza, between the two Keres, hilka Pesach Posuach lifnim, dechim dey Bnei'im Gimel amrin lovut, v'havek echode, upi achitz niyo viseisem, and tzim v'hashti is bedalet. Pesach no rikruchut, kibn di behem tzau, nimtzu umafzi bnei am chalken tu mizu, shein en nireis, yachad leima ben lovu, vilek le meima bechitzein o pio yeo di sei sei, do a les be dalet. So this is Rashashi. Alright, now. Vimoisha askupo. Vimoisha askupo gavri ayud, gimor. Urchov dalet, harizah rishus raatz. Misal le Rav Yitzchok bar Avdime, do oma, Rav Yitzchok bar Avdime, ime hoi Rav Meir, כמו כן שהתומצי בייס רישוי ישראל רישוי סחס, כנעמוד בשיס היוחית, גבי היוד ורוחב דלת, אוסו לחטיף או לא בזהירה משלטיר בשיס רב. ומויס עסקו בגבי היוד צייב ודמיור של האחיר, דברה ישראל ליר, ועוד אמור כתור לפושק, מיום אמה, רישוי של העצמה, ואם איתלתם בו אפילו הבייס, ואף אגב לשניהם רישוי סיוחית, אם הוא יורד מי ידוע אחיר, ואין רישוי סחס, לשניהם רישוי סיוחית, אלא שזה נומך וזה גבוה, כנעמוד בשיס היוחית, also we cut it from the chotza mishum tilu mishum sarab so because if they shall also lachlufe with the tilu mishum sarabim because if let's say suppose you have a tilu in the mishum sayochit in the chotza mishum sayochit and if it will be allowed to carry from top of the tail to the chotza so then people say why shouldn't it be allowed to carry from the top of the tail that stands in the mishum sarabim tzanach they'll say. But of course there is a big difference. So because of that, Rav Meir is gazing that even from a nomut that is set up in the Rishus HaYochi, they're not allowed to carry from the top of the nomut into the Chotzah. Kinam Rishus HaYochi, also Chatur B'Chotzah Mitir Rishus HaRabim Gavir Yud Rochem Dalila Rishus HaYochi Dikavir Yud Raisa Rishus HaRabim Mitafro. Now take this. Abba Gav Lesel Lech. Pio Sherash, Vissau Gudaitor Vimayre Vieskupa Smobik, Sheachshire Birech, Vilom Nihire. ולקום אבי סמוך לאילון באסקופס בייס, אלו נראה דמיירה בכל אסקופ, בין דמובי, בין דבייס, בין דחות, ונוקעת אבל גב לסלילכי, משומובי, דבייס וחות זה, אין ניטה בלכי וקירו, אלו בפס, פסי means two poles, you can call it two מחויים, I mean, but it's called פס, so בייס וחות זה, is not nita b'lechi v'keiro. Because the move is nita b'lechi. And what it means b'lechi? Even just one lech. On one side. And not, and the other not. But, and the move is also nita b'keiro. But the bayis echotzea is nita b'pas. In amin moket lechi, mishun the bayis echotzea namin itorim b'lechi mikam v'lechi mikam. Because that's passing. Umayre di kaime ba eskupe kenege dobe achim. Da aime den lechoy. Shute ha pesach. והדלס עם מדס יצלו באחימו של צפנים, ולא אחרי פסח פסוח כלפנית, שאיסי עובי עובי רשוס היוחי דמורוי, שיש לו דימו מחיצס, ואיז מחיצס מובי אחימו. As for example here, so you have the two mezuzes here. So that's the ובי אחים. ושלישיס לצפנית, אבל פי שמצד רביעי הוא פורוץ במלואי, אפילו הוכה, כאילו שהפסח פסוח, בוט לא יזהו ולמה שבפנים, שיש לדלת מחיצס. פסח נעול מסכיל לחוץ, וכאילו שהוא נעול אין בוטל למה שבפנים. ואבק נפרס במלואי ומוקי מוס. So that means this is what Gemara assumed in the Hava Minute, because it becomes bottled to the rest of the moment, to the moment. ולאו דווקא כלחוץ, לא הרשת היוח ידמו לו ימיד רייסה, כי אם שיש לו דימו מחיצה, זו עושה לטלטם משם לחוץ, אלא קורא כלחוץ, לפי שמק לפנים, ויוסה לטלטם מבפנים לו והפסח. So, now if the door is closed, so how is it physically possible to be mitaltel? The answer is, suppose there is a hole in the door. So it is physically possible, so it's also. ועושה לטלטם מבפנים לו והפסח, ואח נקף אם יש בדלס. אם נעמי יש לשעשיף כלחוץ, כדי שפסוח לקרמלס. אבל בסקופה, כולו בשוס הרבים, חוץ לו לאחים, עולה כלוקמה. דיל עד גבי הגימו, אף לפסח פסוח עבר כלחוץ. דבר בשוס הרבים, ואם גבי הגימו לחוב דלת, קרמלס, אם לאב לא כחוץ ולא כלפנים, ואם אין לו לחוב, דלת מוקים תורו, אולי לא מוקלפנים לחוץ, וכאן מכולו לפנים, אם כן אין לו מוקלפנים. ואם תימא, כי אם דימאי רבה סקופס בייס, אם קיימאי פורך אף אגב לא עשו ללכי, ועוסקו פס בייס מסתום מיקורי, ויסלו נעמה פתקוי ריסייסי, ואימרי, אין לי תס דלת, ואימרי דל כל רובי מיקורי הירה, ומיקורי אף בפסח נעוד נעמק לי. תליך הפסח, אף על פי שאין בדלת צורך לכי אחר להתיר. ואין תימא, לרובי דימי כלי בפרק כמד הירה, that this הלוך הבטיך הפסח אף על פי שאין דלת. צורך לך אחלה תראי, so it's only בפסוח לקרמלס. So, מוצא מינס מיני, תהיינו דווקא בפסוח לקרמלס, מוצא מינס מיני, ונאיה, לא יקר אוכל בפסוח לישוס הרבים. So, by פסוח לישוס הרבים, so then, we don't require לך אחלה תראי. אולי הבאי נאמה, דוי מפני קוסום, בין פסוח לקרמלס, בפסוח לישוס הרבים, נאי כבאסקו בגבי הגימו, לפי כמה נאירה, ונאי כבאי עוד לצורך לך אחלה תראי, ולק אסקו בדלת, ולק אסקו בכלל, ומאי דוחי קרב לשני בין אחר לשני מדלמות שלו הוא כמו אחר דמקי אפילו נור נמק לפני because according to Robert that only the פסוח לקרמלס מוצא מן הסמיני but פסוח לישוס הרבים so then it is מותר because it becomes bottle to the רישוס היוחי it's not שייך to say מוצא מן הסמיני So maybe you know is not a kilifni. V'chi koma v'chi teme v'ez b'dalet avu mosla mifrach yoch afu no na. Omer av yudam arav, hoche v'ashko v'asbo v'askin. Now here, in this teisves, we see the teisves agrees in the shittil of Ramay. Davke v'ashko v'asmo v'en, pesach v'asuach kilifni. Pesach v'asuach kilifni. Ki b'sha keiro ruyo lahatir es amod. Av al pi shemo v'izeim tzorech l'keiro. שהרי יש לי דלת מחיצס, שהפסח והדלס בביס, מכל מוקד, כיוון שהרויו לחת ירס המובי, מצטרף יחד. והווה כאילו מיקורו דלת תווכת. והווה כאילו מיקורו דלת תווכת. אבל בסקופוס, חוצר ובייס, כיוון שהקירו הנה רויו לחת ירשום, אפילו פסח פסוח הווה כאילו חוץ. הויל ואין מיקורו לחציה. ודווקא נוח כתוך החצי מקורה, וביקורה מקירה, אף הוא לא, כלפנים, דיסתם הסקופה שתחפש הרחוב דלת, אף הוא גב די כהסקופו, די רבות הנקרמה, ואין הרחוב דלת, הושא מה ירד מרס לחוץ לו להפסח, ודווקא כראו יפקיל אפי פנים, אבל כל אפי חוץ, אף הוא לא, להווה כלפנים, וכסובר, רב חודי החיץ נירד וסייסן כדי מוסיק בפרק כמד הירב ואו הדין דהב מוצא ממינקת תפח יחד ביקורה וקירוי לו באמצע בובעת שיפוחס מרבור מחודי החיץ נשאלו איסי תפח עד הדלס So I mean, so we see that this tasteless agrees with the sheet of the Baramaya that Barsho pointed out. Rav Yudin. That's just the small thing. Aka the Michal Liforish Kirsh Rashi, the standby is Pesach Royation of Mashki, the new two were Pesach Kumiker. The Maksha will Michal look back up a buy his way in the court. Kumishikos that is a real. Vim came, Rav Yitzchak Lishnuya died of the Movei, you know me time is a Kosvo. The Dav came Movei, Shakiro Roll Hatli, Alabas Kupas Hotzer, Kivin Shakiro Roll Hatli, the Dad of the Tamu Piru says she cost Vate Israel. Because of Balamoyer, Shakiro shall mix us as coupe, Mishekhes Gamashe Bechutz with me. Calls man, Shapesak Pesuach. I will be buyish in Akiro Matir, in Kea Bikiro, Limshech Mashe Bechutzalo, Limis with me. At Kalashe. I'm Shomu Viran, we near Shechin Dasa Tesibil Shema. She calls for Mikomoke, Kiven Sheruyo, Hatter Samode, Mistarif Yahad, Lavikil, Kil Mikuka Daltwach. So in other words, so this is the shite. So this is the shite of the Balamoya. In other words, so that's why Teisves. This is Teisves shite because Rashi says this standby is Pesach Shalayish LeMashke. So there is no difference between bias and Mori. But Teisves says no, there is a difference because Gavin Movei, where the Movei can become Muter through a Kero, so Mimele there is Aloche that we say that the Kero shall mix us as Kupe. Mishechez Gamashe Bechutz Lifni. That's only Shaya by Movei, but that's not Shaya by Balz. Now, the thing that is Negeye, every Shabbos. Now let's say, suppose you have, let's say, a house that opens to the street, and you have an ascupe, the threshold. Now, suppose you have the key with you, and then you stand under the lintel, and you take off, let's say, the key, and you put it in the keyhole. Then you have to take it out. Are you allowed to take out the keyhole from the keyhole, to take out the key from the keyhole, and bring it inside? You are standing, you hold the key under the ascupe, under the lintel. Under the ascupe, under the lintel. Are you allowed? So, if the ascupe, if the lintel is dalit walking wide, let's say, in my house, so the width of the lintel is more than dalit walking. So, mimele, you have the uve yachemo, as you call it, the two posts. So, that's two mechitzes. And then, the door itself is a third mechitzeh. So you have a real tikro. So the lintel is considered as a real tikro. So we say pitikro yerev isaysay pitikro. Now here the lintel, the width of the lintel is much less than the letrochi. So if let's say suppose this is the outside and this is the door to a house, so you wouldn't be allowed as you stand. I'm beneath the lintel here. Suppose this room is the outside, and if you would be standing here beneath the lintel, so you wouldn't be allowed to take out the key from beneath the lintel, from the keyhole, as you stand beneath the lintel, and then to bring it into the house, because since the width of this lintel is much less than Dalet Vohin, so we cannot apply the principle of Pitik Oyer Lisese. So in other words, so the only way to do it, suppose some lintels, I mean, so the width is less than Dalet Vohin. So how can you enter the house? So in other words, first you, let's say you take a position beneath the lintel, and then you take off the key and you put it in the keyhole. Now you're not mitaltil taladame, so that's alright. So, and then once you open the door, you have to take out the keyhole kelachayad between the two fingers and bring it up and then bring it into the house. So many achrenim the Ebene Ezer, he says that even the karmelis one is allowed lechatchile to carry kelachayad. There are some achrenim wachilik. So maybe we can be makil, because according to the Ebenezer, so you're allowed to carry even the kamelis klachayat. So certainly here you're allowed. One second. So certainly here you're allowed to carry klachayat. But if the width of the lintel is Dalet Tvachim, so then we can apply the principle of Pitikva Yeradiseise. Because the door is one Mechitze, and the two posts is two more Mechitze, so it's three Mechitze. So we say the Pio Achitzel is Yeradiseise, so it's Muket Mechitze. Yes, what is it?
Isn't the case
where
the Dallas is
Pesuach,
so it's all
Kilutin? What? No! But if it's Dalet Vachim, why then it no difference whether it's Pesuach or no? It doesn't make any difference.
The first case that you gave.
What is it?
Dalet Vachim, why? But the Pesach is Pesuach, so it's always Kilutin?
No, but you have to open it first.
Yeah, and then it's Pesuach.
No! So.
And then you. Obviously, you don't carry it when the door is closed, you can't enter. But when the door is open, then it's supposed to you can walk right in.
If the door opens inside.
Okay, the door opens inside. Okay, the door opens inside.
There's no shalom, it's in the house.
What is that?
It's in the house. The door opens inside, there's no shalom, it's in the house.
So then you can leave the key inside, so there is no problem because you can leave the key in the keyhole, and then once it is, the door is pushed, so then there is no problem. ובריש כל דאגס מפורש לא מרב מייר אלא כגנעמוד והמסרחיים דקריע אבל לא ימחתש את דבור הממתל כלי ואם מריא את האב אגב דקאים או קרמי הביצרי סוק אפילו לגב הרבים כי למוחר בריש החלפי גם בהוד המרב מייר ראש לעשי סישי אפילו שעה אחת לקסובה so maybe we should say that we pass like a mayor but here we don't pass like a mayor so we pass that it's allowed to carry mitaltel from an omud that is set up in the shayachim הוכי להלוך יקרב מיה דפירי כל גגיס, מסכים בהדי הלוך יקרב שימן, דיפולי קלי, וקום הרחל גגיס, וחכת צבס, וחכת קפיפס, ושוסח הסן לקיימם ששושתי בסייכות, וישור לי טאוטל מגג לחוצה.
Rav in Shabbos, Rav Shvat Hetov Shalom in Zion, January 25th, 1977,
ושזה יוחיד ושזה יוחיד ושזה רבים באמצע רבי עקיבא מחייל וחכון הם פייטים so there are two alternatives of explaining the machlekes רבי עקיבא and the חכון one alternative is that the machlekes between רבי עקיבא and the חכון is למטה מבין And Rabbi Akiva is mechayev rematan yud because kuta kishum chadami, and the chachomim pater because kuta lafim kishum chadami. The other alternative is that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the chachomim is reference to the case of the milam yud. So, and the question is whether yalfinu zerek is sheet or not. In other words, b'diuta achas, but rematan yud. So everybody agrees. So then. So everybody agrees that he's high. Everybody that he's high. But the Maskone appears, Maskone of Gemara appears, that the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is in regard to the case of the Matamim, that Rabbi Akiva says, Kuta kimishum chadamye, and Tzomil is chayev, and Chachomim say, Kuta laf kimishum chadamye, but on my lomiyud, so everybody agrees that he's potea, even if it's achas, because lo yalfinu zei rekenish. That's the maskon. Right, so mishayoch, mishayoch, it's rab in the emtza, rabakiv and mechai, vachachon and peitra. Keitza, keitza. Now Teisa says that in the Yerushalmi it appears that there are two gyosoyis in the Mishnah. Ike litone keitza, tvike lo itone keitza. Shtei gzuzu stroyis, zu kineged zu vishus rabin, hameshik vazerik mizul zu pot, היו שתיהם בדיוט האחס, המשת חי ועזרת פוטה, שכך היו שעביל סלבי. שתי הגולי זו החזו בשוס הרבי, so that was the עביל סלבי, שתי הגולי זו החזו בשוס הרבי, מושיתי מהקרושי מזו לזו, אבל לא זה. Now, according to the שיטה of most רשיין, I say most רשיין, because Rav Hai Goyen has a, his own שיטה here. I mean, the Rachman, שזה Rav Hai Goyen, בחידוש הרשב"א, But according to the Shite of most Rishonim, so there is a difference between the two Rishus HaYochid being situated lengthwise of the Rishus HaRabi or widthwise of the Rishus HaRabi. So the Yuta Achas means if the two Rishus HaYochids are situated lengthwise of the Rishus HaRabi. Let's say, suppose you have, let's say, on one side of the Rishus HaRabi. So you have a porch, and the Rishus HaRabi extends in a little zigzag direction in there, like an alley. But the Rishus HaRabi extends into that alley. So you have one porch, and then across, as you have another porch, but both porches are situated lengthwise of the Rishus HaRabi. That's with Yutachas. So then it's high. But suppose you have one porch on one side, and then one porch on the other side, across the width of the Rishus HaRabi, width-wise, so then he's spotted. Now there is no svor in it, but the reason as to why lengthwise he's chayev and meishit, and widthwise he's poter, because we learn it out from the Mishkan, and the Avidas Alvim was that way, meishitin akoshim mizu lezu avaloi zeyotim. So in other words, so we have to say, according to most Rishonim, that was the mitzias, as the agolis were situated, they were situated lengthwise, and they were meishit lengthwise of the Rishus HaRabim. And the Rishus HaRabim intervened between the two agolos. That this is the pshat of most Rishim. Now let's see the Rashi. Hazir kabakiv mechayev tani poshvor. Kitzal shtei zustroyes. Rabbonon kamol zustroyes zizin hayetzim na keisa. It's like a porch. Umanichem aleihem nisorim lahalich. Zu kineged zu. Bishnei tzid Rishus HaRabim. Vehein Rishus HaYochid. Shegveis yud uruchov ezdal. פוטר, של מוצאים וזריקה ואישות את מלכת המשק מושיוך ושיוכי וריחת רישוס הרבי מפסיק ביניהם so Rashi emphasizes, and this is emphasized by almost all Rishayim, but Rav Haigoyen has a different pshat altogether, של הויפסה אבידס אלווים כך להישית קושי מהגול אל הגול של מציאו אל האגלו של פונאו שארבע הגול יסויו את נמרורי שיוני סין קושי המשקון והן הלכים שתיים כאחות, זו בצד זו, כדאמרים המגמורת, וכשיפר כנס המשכון, ליטן על הגולס, אם עמיד מהגולס כדרך מול החוסר. לנטווייז, שתיים זו אצל זו, סומך למשכון, ושתיים זו אצל זו בפניהם, דרך אחר לוסם, לירך לשסרד, שיוריתי להלך אחר עמוד האונון, והילך לפניהם, ופרקי המשכון היו משיתן הקושים, לאיסון של שתי הגולס, הסמוכס למשכון, והם משיתן לאיסון של לפניהם, אבל מהגולו להגולו שבצירו, if it's widthwise, לא יצריכם להישית, שהרי שתיהן סמוכס לפרקי המשכון. היו שתיהן בדיוטו. אחס כלים, אבל ליה אחס בערך רישוס הרבים, על פני הבייס, ויש הפסק רישוס הרבים ביניהם. So in other words, if it's בדיוטו אחס means that the two רישוס היוחיס, the two porches, so are situated lengthwise. הזירק פותח, so זירק, even בדיוטו אחס is פותח. היו למעלה מיוד, ומצינו זריקו מרשוס היוחיד לשוס היוחיד דרך רשוס הרבי למשכן לא יבערך ולא יבערך so not only so הזריק is פותר so even according to רבי עקיבא is פותר והמי שתחיה שמצינו ישותק היצי בו ממעלה מיוד במשכן רשוס היוחיד לשוס היוחיד וקצס ערך רשוס הרבי מפסיק בניהם שכך הוא יישא אביל סלווי ומפורש ועוזר כיצד מצינו כזום אביל עושות שבשתי הגולס זו החזור בשוס הרבים פרקים משכון משיתן לאיסון של הגולס שאצלון ואין משיתן לאילו שלפניהם אבל לא זרקים שנאיסון קושים לזרוק איס מפניקי so this is the sheet of Rashi and it's משמע that Rambam agrees with Rashi even though the Rambam usually follows the sheet of Drach and Drach mentions the sheet of Rabbi Goyer Rambam mentions in two places the chiyuv of meishik mishus ayochid mishus ayochid. Now, first, the Rambam mentions it briefly in Perek Yud Veis Milcha Shabbos Halacha Yud. Hazirik Noshus Roshus Oy Hameishi Harei Zetil Besmeitzi V'chai. So then, because the Mishnah says Kosef HaRamach Havu Lichtei Dividyuta Achas Chai Shekach Hoysoi Shabbos Alvi V'teim Elomo Posha כל מי שיתבע לי חכום ואיתו לשתי כזוסו ולזו בסלצו חי עד כמה שני ואני אמר שזה מהיר על מי יודש בחוסן דיר רבינו שהרבינו כוס הפכים וגזר בסי פרק גבלי so he mentions here he mentions it briefly that that מי שית משוס ושוס is he told of מייצי but he doesn't discuss it but at the end of פרק גבלו in פרק גבלו מלכה שבס הלוכה יותחס and יותס he mentions it thoroughly המשיק משוס היוחד משוס היוחד או ששרדים באמצע חי ואפילו הישיק למייל המעבר ששרד שכינו איסה אביד הסלבים במשקל משיק נסקרושים מהגולו להגולו וששרדים משתי הגולו איס וכל הגולו והגולו שוס היוחד במה דבורם אמורים כשהיו שתי רשוס היוחד בערך ששרדים לנטוויז כמו שהגולו איס מהלכת בששרדים זו אחזו אבל אם היו שתי הרשו איס בשני צידי רשוס הרבים אף המשית משוסי יוחד זו משוסי יוחד שכנגדו is potter. So in other words, so let's say, so in modern examples, so let's say if the two cars, let's say, are parked lengthwise in the Rishus HaRabim, one after the other, and then someone would be standing in one car, and they'll be meishit to someone, he'll pull out his hand through the door, and they'll be meishit to someone who is in the other car, and if both cars are both parked lengthwise in the Rishus HaRabim, one after the other, so then you'll be chayav. But suppose the two cars are parked this way, one car here and one car here, and they'll be meishit, so that's widthwise, so then it'll be potter. This is the sheet of Moshe Rashi. But turn to the Rabbi Hananel, the Rabbi Hananel is always alluding to him here. So the Dachzadik test on the days, the Rashba also mentions the Rabin Haibur. Now, Hoyu ad zustroyes. Rav Nechane. Hoyu ad zustroyes halolot. Ein deis li mailo me aso. Vishus harabi. Mechuvoneis li yeison yuto. Mechuvoneis li yeison yuta achas. U shus achas keitza. Shema kivim neser. Neser mizu mizu al gibe al gabi vishus harabi. רחוב דלת כוחי כדי לייסון דיוט אחס ורשוס אחס אימוסוקי מבדיין מהרין כרשוס אחס ומות על איתאותו מזו לזו על גבי הנסר המתוח מזו לזו על גבי רשוס רבי ותנם בערב חיד שאום בקיו ורוחב דלת נוסנו עוד נסה שרוחב דלת כוחי וכן בית כסטרוי זו כנגד זו מער ונחל מער ושתיים פוקס מדלת מער ושתיים מער ונחל השתימה וסטרוי סלולו הם למעלה מעשור וניתן להם נס נסר, רוחב דלת רוחם בגיין, מותר לטלקו מזולזו, שנס שתיים רשוס אחס. אבל אם כדי שהיין ולא יחוברו, או שלא אישית מזולזו, בין נסר, בין זולוסי נסר, או שלא אישית, אחר שכדי שהיין. והמשית חייב, שכך הוא יעגול איזו במדבור, ויובייז עגול איזו בצד זו ברשוס הרבי, ויומשיקים קרושים, ומציבים קרש על בייז עגול איזו, רי שי, ואחד על זו ברשע השני על זו, כי נעשה שפרשן מיליון מלמיילו, וזהו יש שתי בדיוק האחס. המשית מזו לזו חי, שכינו ידרך הלווים שהם משיקים, הכחושי מזו לזו זו עם רחתון, ופיך חוריצי כאימישה וזה חי. Now, here, the Rajbo, the Rav doesn't mention the whole Lashon of Ravai Goel, but the Chidushi Rajbo mentions the whole Lashon of the Ravai Goel. Now, Daf Tzadik Tes. Shteyen b'diuta achas. Hazirik pota, Daf Tzadik Tes, in the Chiddush HaRashi. Shteyen b'diuta achas. Hazirik pota. V'ameishit chayim, shekach hoyis alvides alvim. Kasheli, hoyishot haskoshim al gaba alboleis, ki shteyi teis, b'rshus harabim, zu kenegit zu hoyiso. Shearei agoleis leirach rishus harabim hoyu. So the Rashba says, no, the Mitzias was that the Agoris in the Midbar was situated width-wise. שמהן למדנו רחב רשוס הרבים שושי ססרמו ואם כן על כוחנו לרחב רשוס הרבים או ימשית נחושים וכי משכן עד הרבה מישית מזו לזו כשאין זו כנגד זו בשוס הרבים לחייב כשוס הרבים שכנו יסעו ולסעובים ובשתיים בדיוטה אחס לא נוריר אחרי שוס הרבים שלא יסעו ולסעובים כן פוטה מה נפשך איף הוא ידידיוס from the Avedis Alvim and it has to be it has to correspond exactly to the way it took place in the Mishkan, so in the so then it should be just the reverse. That be that b'shtei yutes he should be chayev. If they are situated, the two rishus hayochid are situated with why he should be chayev, and if they are situated land, why should be pot? Acher oyisim rabbeinu haygoyim zal. Shein akpode kishak zustroyis lerecha parashus leok. So yire. שאין הקפודה כשל הזוסטרויס לריחה פרשוס ולרוקי אלו בששתי הזוסטרויס עשוי איס דיוטה אחס עשוי איס לעשה איס דיוטה אחס כי הגוליס ששתי נעשה איס דיוטה אחס או שתי דיוטה שלא כי הגוליס של ניבו ומפני שאין דרך לקרוא רשוס הרבים כי שמי שזו לזו בשני צידי רשוס הרבים פוטר אבל כשאין לירך הרשוס שדרך לעשה איסו בדיוטה אחס חי נראה, so he says briefly, he says one thing, that it's, it doesn't make a difference whether the two rishus hayochid are situated lengthwise or widthwise. It doesn't make any difference. But the question is whether the two rishus hayochid are situated in such a way that it's possible by putting a long board on the two porches so you make it into one porch. Let's say. So Mimele, it doesn't make any difference whether it's situated lengthwise, like this, where it's situated lengthwise, and, or, I mean, let's say this is the Erech Rishus HaRabim. This is the Rishus HaRabim. And this is the width of the Rishus HaRabim. So here you have buildings on this side, and then across the street, on the other side you have buildings, they have porches. So according to Rashi, and all the Rishayim and Ramban, it makes a difference if the Rishus Hayochi, if the two Rishus Hayochi are situated, the two porches, width-wise, so then it's Shtei Yutes, it's Potter. But if they are situated lengthwise, so then it's Yutachas. Rav Haigoyen says it doesn't make a difference whether it's lengthwise or widthwise. But the question is, it makes a difference whether the two Rishus Hayochi, let's say you have a porch here, and you have a porch here, or you have a car here, and you have a car here. So if it is, let's say, standing like this, even though there is a revach, but if you put a board on the two, so then you form a yutach. And suppose you did a Erev Shabbos, so then you'll be allowed to be mitaltel over this board. Suppose you have here one porch and here one porch. There is some revach b'emtza. Suppose you will connect the two. You'll put a board in Esa and the two, and then you'll have one porch. So you'll form, you'll be mechaber the two porches into one porch. So as long as they are situated in such a way that it's possible to be mechaber into one porch, so then even though you are not mechaber them into one porch, so that's called yutachas, and then you are mechuyev. But when he says b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim, because the width of the rishus harabim is the zayin amot. So naturally, if you have a building, you have a porch on one side of the rishus harabim, and then the other porch is the other side of the rishus harabim. So the two porches are not situated in such a way that you could easily, by putting in Esser a long board, connect them into one porch. So that's called shtei yutes. So it doesn't make any difference according to Rav Haigoyen whether it's situated lengthwise or widthwise. But why does the Mishnah say that b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim? So then he's potter, because b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim means that there is a design amo, distance apart, you see, between them. So mainly they're not situated in such a way that you should be able, by putting a neser on the two porches, to be mechaber them into one yuto. So mimele is potter, and so in other words, a contra vaigoyen, it doesn't make any difference how the cars are parked, whether the cars are parked this way along lengthwise of Rishus HaRabim, or they are parked here, as long as there is no big hefleg, big distance between the two cars, between the two Rishus HaYochid, and by putting, you could put in neser on top of them and transform the two Rishus HaYochid into one Rishus HaYochid. So that's called Yudat. This is, I mean, it's a, the Rabbi Goyen, that's his own shite, but all the other Rishonim don't explain it that way. Now look at inside again. Kashel, when Shotas Roshim, Al Gabi Agolis Kishtei Yutis Do Shusarabi, Zuki Neged Zuhoiso, Shah Agolis Leir Shusarab Mori, we all want to rehab Vishusarabi, we all conscious Roshim and Sunna Rehab Agolis Rehab Vashusoy, Kilamunam Bigmore, Shemhem Madno Rehab Vishusarabi, Shushay Ses Rayamo, Vinkin Al Kohenu Rehab Vishusarab Mori, Mishitna Roshim. וכיו שכין עד הרבה מיישית מזול הזוג כשאין זוג כנגד זוג בשביל שרב לחייב כשו שרבים שכין נעיצה ולסלווים ובשתיים בדיוק תחס כלומר שרב שרב לזמין כיפות עד שורי של רבי נה היגוין זל עניין דירה not the something reasonable that it's מסתבר שאין הקפודה כשאגו זו סטרויס לריחה פה שו של אורקי doesn't make any difference whether it's widthwise or lengthwise אלא בשביל שתי הגזו סטרויס עשויס La'asis yutachas. Even though they're not yutachas, but you can easily, by putting in Esa on the two porches, you could make it into one yut. La'asis is a yutachas, ki agolis, she'shteyen la'asis yutachas. Oy shtey yutei shaloi ke'egli shal midbo. Und ne'shein derech likri v'shus rabi. So why does it say b'shnei tzidei v'shus rabi in des shtey yutes? Because usually, I mean, the width of the Rishus HaRabim is the Zayin Amo. So, it's not a derech to make it into one yute, let's say, the Rishus HaYochid here, and the Rishus HaYochid, the Zayin Amo, on the other side of the street. So that, ומפני שאין דרך לקרוא לרשיס הרבים, כשמשית מזו לזו בשני סירות של הרבים פוטר, אבל כשאין לירך הרשו שדרך לעשי סוף ביוטה אחס חייב, וזה לשני, שתי גזוסטרוי זו כנגד זו בשיס הרבים, זוסטרי רשיס היוחידי, וכששתיים זו כנגד זו בשיס הרבים, ומופלוגי זו מזה. In other words, there is a considerable distance. Now, there is no special shiur, I mean, how far should be able to move. In other words, as long as there is such a hefleg that it's not the derech to make it into one duty. You are not going to construct a very long board and to make the gzustre on one side of the street and the gzustre on the other side of the street with tezayin amo apart into one duty. It's not the derech. So maybe that's considered shtei yutes. V'nidei misli yudachas, elo zu l'rishus la'atzmo, v'hi rishus ha'yochid, v'zu l'rishus la'atzmo, v'rishus ha'yochid. U shus ha'rabim b'neihem, v'zu l'zu, avol im ha'gzustrois, shtei eno indeis, v'rishus ha'rabim. M'chonis li yis yudachas, u rishus echad. Uveize tzache makivi nesa mizu al gabizu. Al mizu, luizu, al gabi rishus harabim. Across the rishus harabim. Ki do yi eshteyen yutahas. U shus echot. Im also kem bidyei marei kishus echot. So suppose, mi bidyei, he'll construct, he'll be mechaber the tuk zestroyes. The suy zestroyes. So then, you'll be allowed to be mitalter from here to here, across the board. Across the board. ומותר לטעות מזו על גבי איסי הנסה שהוא מתוח מזו איזו על גבי רשס רבין כי תן הוסם להחריץ שבין שתי חצירס או מוקסורו ורוחב דלת מר משניים מהלכו ותנן עולהו נוסו לנסה שרוחב דלת רוחם חיש דיסויס זו כנגד זו מערבין איך האחס ומערבין שניים פוחס מכם מר משניים מהלכו ואורי כמה בבית דיסויס בחריץ עם נוסו לשני על דיסויס נסה שרוחב דלת דיסויס גם נסור הרי כשסכל ואם המסורים מוצאים ביניהם בידי, אלו שכאילו שהיו ולחוברו, עושו להישית מזו לזו, ובין זו עושה. ואם הישית חיה, because it's adapted to a duda. So even though he didn't make it into a duda achas, but it's already adapted, they are so situated, that it's adapted to a duda achas. So then he's חיה. כי כך היו הגולי שנמסרו במיגול ובים, שתי הגולי זו אחזו בשוסרבים, והוא מתחיל קושי ומציב עם קרש על שתי הגולי. רישי של זה על זו, כנסה שפרשנו, יון למיירו, וזהו ישתי מיות האחס, המשית מזו לזו חייב, כי כן היו דרכו של רבים בחייב, שהוא משית את הקושי מזו לזו, וזו עם מלאכתו, ופיך הכל יסקים בשבס חייב, אבל הוא יזר כי, שהוא ימיד בזו עם בקושי, ופיך הכל חזרת מזו לזו פותה, אבל לא עושה. וזוהר הוא בפי הוא זה כי תראה הגודל מיגלובון so that's a very remarkable shot and the Rach apparently agrees with the shot because the Rach mentions the Rashbo mentions the whole Loshen he quotes the Loshen of the Rabbi Goyen but the Rach mentions it Bekitza but it's the Chite of Rabbi Goyen but all the other Rishen except for the Rach the Rashbo also mentions it but I didn't see, any one of the other Rishayim that should mention that Pshat. And all the other Rishayim hold that it really makes a difference whether it's the two Rishus Ayochits are situated lengthwise or they are situated widthwise. Right. Now, the Tesis here, Azir. Keitza, Shtei Dostoyes. Keima le-Rabbe le-Moike Plutze le-Rabbaki le-Rabbono. Be-Kluto. U-Pliga le-Mato ma-Asor o-Lerose Shabda Keitza. So we call the real, the Ochaiz, why does the Mishnah say Keitza? So the Ochaiz is the story is Lemailo Maso, do me the Agolis, but feel like I'm a kid and I'm a maid also. Will man be make it look tired Lemailo Maso or the Shabia? So even according to what Teisa says that that Meishit Chayev Nama Lematomi, so the Matamiyut is also Chayev. But the Avidus Alvim was the Mayamiyut. So that is certainly Chayev. So Mimele, the obvious example of Meishit is the Mayamiyut. Even if we say that the Matamiyut is also Chayev. So Mimele, so the Shap here is strange, the expression, the expression Keitza is Loyos Shap here, is strange. So we quite will do higher the stories for my mama so do me that call it but I feel about keeping on the made or so who mom did make it for Tyler my mama so as a shop who me who is going to show me he can turn the kids out he can wait on the kids out and for a show some that who I made it make it for Tyler my mama so the mach like is good my so turn the kids out but who did make for my mama so so he's not even gay he's kids out now he can't get מר דזריק את עוד ליצוי הוא יצוי גוף איך הקסיב אומר רבי יחנן דומקרו ויצב מי שביעביר אוקיו במחנה צור מי שיחנה ביוסי במחנה לוי ומחנה לוי רישו זרה במהווה so I mentioned that in the first period when I discussed the Shikas Rambam the Pahut Midbo so in other words so the Rambam explains come this man show you soil show you Midbo come So the Rambam explained just the reverse of the Pshat of all the Anshim. All the other Rishonim say that Bisman Hazeh Midbor is a Kalmaret, because it's not a Hiluchav. It's not used as a Hiluchav. And Bisman said, we saw the Midbor, then there was a Hiluchav. But the rabbis don't take advantage of it. But it is most of the lechad. Masherim came bisman shei Yisrael shroin b'midbo. So al pi adishem Yisu, al pi adishem Yachnu, and it wasn't a mosur for everybody to walk there as it pleased it. So mele it was not a rishus rabbi. But so the midbo was not a rishus rabbi. Bisman shei Yisrael shroin b'midbo. So what was a Rishus Rabbi? So this is what the Gemara says. The Mir pointed out that Machne Leviye, that is certainly a Rishus Rabbi. Even according to the Rambam. Why? Because Machne Leviye, Moshe Rabbeinu was Machne Leviye. So everyone, he was Mosu for everybody to go there. He didn't have to get his special license in order to go into the Machne Leviye. So Memele, Machne Leviye was a Rishus Rabbi Bisman Shei Yisrael Shroin B'Midbor. But only the Machne Leviye. Only the Machne Leviye. The Machne Yisrael was not a Rishus Rabbi according to the Rambam. Eichav Yosef Machne Leviye u'Machne Leviye Rishus Rabbi. V'kom alu l'Yisrael lo'itafiku v'teisum Yoshus HaYochi. That was from the Oli. of every Jew, the olives, the true Yeshus Rabin into the Machnevi. Umimai the Bishabes Koy, the only Bechel Koy, Umishum the Shlimel Loche Kitersi, Vam Locho, Hoysotayo. So, Toma Avora Mimakipur. Xivoch by Avio killed the Machnevi, Xivos of Abad Shifa Tro, Mal by Yimosa, Afkam by Yimosa. All right. Now, that's the Gilse that we have. Mer des rike tildi li tsoye hi a koch of tildi du nim neis vi hob es moch vi tildi li tsoye shein we kho li li sit to tildi sa vache di me tsoye va mo ob es moch mach mi vi er li shus rabim sho yo hakel mi tsoye ni tsom mi shrabei mi shus ayo khi di tkhu mi olich di shvin le avin ti shan ani dobo ke di vashni now but Tisa says, Rach Ligorase, Umay Nishabes Koye. So, Rach Ligoras called Ze Adash Kichon Tsoye. The Afil Bechoyu Koye. Not even if he doesn't have reference to Shabbos. And if it has reference to Chayil, so Naftil Ishapia, the Tsoye Melochil, the Rachmon Ekal Yemeloch, Ki Lechsi Vish Vishio, Al Yasu Eid Melochil, the Tumas Akedesh, who receive Aichal Yoho, Om Yohi, Al Mekovel, the Tsoye Melochil. V'chein dorish behediye b'Yerushalm. So the word, so the Rach is not geres. Why? Because if we are geres, to umaydim Shabbos koy. And then you know, the teres, because there is a droshet, that it has reference to Shabbos, so that would imply only because the posik has reference to Shabbos. So in other words, so then the posik is saying, b'feiresh, that we're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. We are not allowed to carry on Shabbos from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim until Machnu Leviyah. Nish V'yisho. So, in other words, so there is a special app, a special Isa. Masha'in Kein, if it is reference to Chayil, so then we don't find an Isa which Soya mentioned. But the Rach says no, even if he doesn't deal with Shabbos, even if he deals with Chayil, but one thing is clear, that the Itzoy Bichayil is called Melochi. So as long as we have a raya from the Pasuk that it's called Melochi, so that is enough. So, but all those Rishonim who argue and said, so the question arises against them, why do we have to resort to that special drosh, the Pasuk. Of Vaitzav Meshri Avil Kilmach. So he has reference to Shabbos, even if he doesn't have reference to Shabbos. But this act is called Melochah in the Torah. Ishvi Isho Al Yasu Eid Melochah Mitchum Esakeidesh. Uchsi Vayechale Ho Om Yehovi. Vayechale Om Yehovi. So we see that it's called Melochah. So even if he didn't have reference to Shabbos, even if it had reference to Chayil, it should be a rayim uchachas that itzoy is melach. So that doesn't present any real difficulty against Rashi or those Rishonim who are geres ulmay Shabbos koye. Because in line with what Teisus says and all the other Rishonim, that itzoy is unique, in other words, because itzoy has its own dinim, its own prerequisites, unlike all other melaches. All other melaches, so you don't need a posik that it is a melach. The fact we have a general law, Luisase kol meloch, Naseres Adibres. And then the fact that a certain type of labor prevailed in the Mishkan, that is enough to bring it, to constitute it into a meloch, and merely to bring it within the law of Luisase kol meloch. That's Ligabe Shomeloches, that are not meloches kruis. I mean, that are meloches that create something. Masha'in Kein, Itzoye, which is not a creative act in any way. I mean, you don't produce anything, you don't create anything. The same object that was here, that was in one place, is now in another place. And then, if that is also considered as creativity or creativeness, so then it should be chayev, no matter how he's made see an object. Whether he moves the object from Mishus HaYochid to Mishus HaRabim, or he moves an object over many miles, and still we see that if it's in the same rishus, even though you transfer it over many miles, 100 miles, so but if it's in the same rishus, so you're not chayev, and if you just move it, transfer it along the border, across the border from Shochet Rabim, you are chayev. So we see that it's not because even Mitzoy is considered as a creative act. So that's why it's Meloche Gui. So Memele, it has its own requirements, its own prerequisites. So it's not enough that it existed in the Mishkan, but we must have a posik. So Memele, all the Rishonim who are Geres, they hold that if we didn't have a Mokhe, that this posik has reference to Shabbos, so then we wouldn't have an explicit Iser against the Tzoyan Shabbos. We wouldn't have. But we would just have an indication that carrying is called Meloche. So then we would say, even though it's called Meloche, it still does not come within the love of its Asik Meloche, because it's a Meloche Gua. So it's called Meloche, because a Meloche Gua can also be called Meloche. This is what we would say. But since we have it Roshe, that this posik of Ayaviru Keil B'machne has reference to Shabbos, so then the Torah spells it out. Not only that it's a Meloche, that it's called Meloche, but that it's also. So in Mele, it certainly comes within the love of the Sasek of Meloche. Alright. Now, so according to the Rach, we're not going the whole piece. And then the Gemara says, Ashkechem Mitzoye. So this posik only tells us that Mitzoye is Meloche, or that Mitzoye is Osh. What does Mitzoye mean? Meitzim Meshus HaYochid Meshus HaRabim. Hachnose Machnis Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaYochid. How do we know that is Osh? Hachnose Menalot Tzvori Merde Meshus Meshus Malia Fuke Malia Yuleh. So here the Gemara in Azira explains it out that Achnos is it all. Achnos is it all. Alright. Now let's see. Now the first place Sotheisa says it's all good for the Avon Gavshi Oitzo the Mishnah. Kidom Arosom Yeridu Koshi Magola. We come back in Milab because he will have a Machayevlo. Lab Vichzi Baham Chaylo, Vifishem Locho Gui, Loche Gui. So then, Hachnosem Nolon, Svor, Vintema, Matzo, Ichlai, Svor, Kindavis, Vimishkin, Kidoma, Vigmore says that Mentes, Kidoma, him held Koshin Lagole, him held Koshin Lagole, so that he was Hachnose Koshin Lagole from the Vishus Arabim into the Vishus Yochid Agole. But at that time I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Teisves Dav Beis and Teisves here. So v'yesh leima v'bizrike nami yikesvore mali al v'yitzoye mali al v'yizrike v'ylav svore le'av machshevin olei told the v'yitzoye v'yu lehaves nami v'mishken. So Tesis here says that we need both things in order to be in Loche, in order that Itzoye should be in Loche. In other words, Itzoye, which is not a creative act, so it should be considered as in Loche, so we have to resort to two things. In other words, first of all, that it existed in the Mishnah. And number two, that it's Israel. So if suppose it existed in the Mishnah, but there wouldn't be any Israel if Nisar Asvore, Hachnose could not be equated with Hitzoye. So then the fact that it existed in the Mishnah wouldn't constitute it into a Meloch. But we have to resort to both. So then, when the Gemara says, by Zrike, So, because the Gemara asked, where was it in the Mishnah? So, because, so the implication being, so there's Maskona of the Gemara, then Tzrikin is Aloch L'Meshim Sinai. But before, but at first, the Gemara assumed that if it existed in the Mishnah, so then it would be constituted in the Meloche, even though a Svar is not mentioned. So Tzrikin says, no, over there there is also a Svar. Over there there is also a Svar. So, this is Tesve Shite here in Azir, that we need both, that there should be Svare, and there should be Svare. In other words, what does it mean, Svare? If there is a Svare, that a certain type of Itzoye is managed the same, like the Av of Itzoye. So, Mimele, and in addition, this type of Itzoye existed in the Mishkan, so then it becomes it a lot. So we need both, a svore and that it existed in the Mishnah. But Teisves, that base, is chelik. Teisves at first says, the same kash, vim teima, kim dachno so iso be mishku matzor chsu lekamu bazeri, vipushe mitzvore, ima ule apuke, ima ule anule, dazeri bal dame, vishiz rab mashma, ya ule mishkach so le mishku, ma benichal, ya ule gav dosom leke svore. Viyesh lei maavitz, le svore lachno se bala bais, lo ehave be mishku, ואין לנו קושי עם היינו הכנוסת יום ומסתום את עיקר הקוראים שהוא משוסרת ואם תימה הקים די כסבורה עמה יצרם ומתאמין ומימה דהכנוסת הויסו במשתי ויש לימה ביתונו ליעיידה דיבוי למיסנה אם הורידו קושי מהגולה את יותר תציר שאף אגב דיצוי נעד כלו מתחור והדיה יצטרך למיסנה שהויסו במשתי. So Teisa says that base, that if there is a svore, that a certain type of itzoye is al pisvore, it's the equivalent of the av of itzoye, so in Mele we don't have to resort to the fact that it existed in the Mishnah. So it's not even necessary. So in other words, so Teisa says that base is chelik an teisa shite daf in Azir. Now, so you more as the cash is. Now, I think I discussed it at the beginning of the first period. Now, here the Gemara says in so many words, av hachnoset telod. But the Rambam paskins that hachnos is also an av. וכתבייזם חשבס, הלוכה חס. פויצוי והכנוסה מלשוס לשוס, מיובס מלוכסי. ויאף על פי שדובר זה עם כל גופי תאירו מפימי שמסינן אמרו, הרי אם הבתאירו איש ואיש על יסו את מלוכו ותחום הסקידש. ויחל יום יוב, הולמד איתו שעבו מלוכה כרייס. וכי לומדם פי השבוע שהמביה בשוס הרבים, מתחיל הסעב לסייפ הארבע, הרי פומצים לשוס לשוס וחי. So the Rambam says, ויצור והכנוסים לשוס לשוס, מלוכם או בסמוכסים. Now this is contrary to the Gemara in Azir. So the Rambam says, in Shabbos, I mentioned at the time, that the Gemara says at first, Maishne also. Maishne hoche vitone beishin dalle bitin beishin abu bechutz u Maishne also vitone shtayim shin abu vizuot. So the Gemara at first said hoche dika Shabbos u tone obes vitone toldes hoche mi shvues dila vika Shabbos u obes tone toldes loito. So in other words, so at this point so the Gemara was saying that the Tachnose is it all? So then the Gemara asks, "Obis my new yitzias yitzias trayavim v'chitaynem en lechiyuhum en lektur." What do you mean? Maras v'don v'ton maros en kol chiyuv avochenam en kol chiyuv. Elo marafopi. Hoched nika shabesu ton chiyuv uptur. So Rav Poppe is chazer from what the Gemara at first assumed, that hoche di kashabes iton ove iton toldes hosom di lav di kashabesu ove stone toldes lo itone. So in other words, so the Ramban explains it that now the Rav Poppe is saying hoche di kashabesu ton chiyuve uptue hosom di lav di kashabesu chiyuve tone uptue lo itone. So then the question of why is Chiyuv Maniyu Yitzias Yitzias Tata Aven Shtayim Yitzoye Shtayim Dachnos. So Bo Yitzias Ketono Maravashe Tane Achnos Enam Yitzoye Korolei. So that means that the Tane Yishuas mentions Achnos too. So we could explain the Gemara that whereas before the Gemara assumed that there where it's not Ika Shabbos, so Vestone told us Loitone. So now the Gemara is saying that even though it's not Ika Shabbos, so it's Tone Oves and Tone Toldes. So the Ramban says no. Now, in other words, since it's not Ika Shabbos, so it shouldn't mention. It shouldn't mention Toldes in Shmuz if it's not Ika Shabbos. So why does it mention, why does the Rav Poppe and Rav Ashe say that it mentions Achnose also? Because Rav Poppe holds, contrary to what the Gemara assumed at first, and contrary to what the Gemara says Nazirei, that Itzoy is an av, and Achnos is told, so Rav Poppe holds, no, that Achnos is also an av. If it's also an av, so naturally, so even the Tanya in Shavuos, where he's not concerned with discussing all the din of Shabbos. So he mentions it, he mentions the Oves. He mentioned always, but other things, let's say like Zerik and Meshik Meshus, he doesn't mention there. So, and then the Ramban says that Enoch Name Rove will agree with the Gemara in Azerik, that Miu Itzoy Av, Achnose Tolbe, but Rav Pope and Rav Ashe, they are really come to Gemara in Azerik. So in other words, so there is a Machlekes as to whether Achnosi is an Av, Achnosi is Tolbe. This is what the Ramban says. So the Shita's Rambam is also the same way. So that's why the Rambam passes like Rav Poppe and Rav Ashe, not like the Sugi here in Azerik and like Tolbe. So he passes that Achnosi is an Av. Alright, now Ashkra Mitzoy Achnos Minoam Tzvori Merde Yoshus Loshus Imala Afukim Arayule מי הוא יצאו האב, אך לא זה טוב. הוא אומר, זה סוג מורה זה כך, הוא אומר, דהי מחייב, ההי מחייב, המי קורא להי אב, המי קורא להי טוב עודה. נפקי מין הדיוב, שתי עובס בעד הדודה, אינה משתי טובס בעד הדודה, מחייב טעות. והיא עובדה בטוב מודי, הוא מחייב אלו חוד, הוא רב לזה, עד מחייב, הטובה במוקמאב, המי קורא להב, המי קורא להתעודה. אך להב במשכן חשיבה קורא לאב, הר להב במשכן חשיבה לא יקורא לאב, הנה מהר דקסיבה קורא לאב, והר לא יקסיבה קורא טוב. So the Atul Shaynes, but all the Shaynin point out that both are necessary, because הר להב, the first motion, הר להב במשכן חשיבה קורא לאב, להב במשכן חשיבה קורא לאב, has covers all מלוכס, עד את הניצוי. But ניצוי is unique, it has its own characteristics and its own prerequisites. So vis-a-vis Itzoye, so the second motion says har v'ksive kore av v'har v'lo y'ksive kore telon kore telon. Now let's see the tesis. Ugad lezea dimechaye v'atol ben mokim av havel v'atzul meima the nafkin and alien in Asroi, the Fibrashti, the Firik or God. The Yitol and Neymar, the Haine, the Kamishane, how they have a Mishkirship. So there is a difference between the Tesvas here and the Tesvas in Kor God. The Tesvas in Kor God, here Teisves is saying that a Tolode when someone is aver, does a meloche, or with a lode on Shabbos, so the masre has to be masre him on the score of that. Has to be masre him on the score of that. In other words, if someone is aver with Shabbos, nazrite is it told of it, so the masre has to be masre him on the score of it. And if suppose he'll be masrehim now, don't be zeirik b'shabes because zeirik b'shabes is chayiv skile. He will not be chayiv mis. This is what he is saying. Have a motzel meima, v'natkin miyasroy kefir ashen kefir kol god. V'ikel meima da haimlik v'shana har da havi mishkin chshive. So meila since har da havi mishkin chshive. So when someone is aisei in the lachas lode, so he has to be warned on the score of its up. Otherwise, it will not be high. This is what Teisa is saying here. Now, Teisa is, what Teisa is in Chagodot HaFayim Gimel, he says, here the Gemara says, Zeimei chayiv mishum neteya, v'neteya v'amabo v'amakev chayiv mishum zereya. What does it mean? So in other words, if we are masrei mishum zereya, the Zeimei mishum zereya, so, or mishum neteya, so he's chayiv. So that means Eilechiach Mikam. So doesn't that indicate that he has to be Musre on the score of the Av? So today it says Eilechiach Mikam Bitzorach Vasres Apol de Mishumach. Don't we call Masha Tzorach Vasres in Mishum Zereya? That would be Mishra be Mishum Zereya Chai. So in other words, so he has Pesves in Kragodol, he's saying just the reverse. He's saying just the reverse. In other words, that in other words, that he doesn't have to be masre the eveya on the score of the Avo Berish Perik Tev Mash Nechzad Vitzorach Vahasa Vakol Mishum Av Vikom Misham Mishum Mai Masrem Bey Rabu Mishum Bey Rav Zeyo Mishum Raki Vikam Zey Yish Lit Reis Doch Et Perushi Mishum Mai Masrem Bey Shei Chai Rabu Mishum Bey Rabu Mishum Bey Mishum Raki Pota Dechim Di Masrei Mishum Dar Shini Dei Mrei Yusso Mashum Mau Et Meim Pota Avo Mishum Bey Stamot Isham Er Chayev Vimire Shegam Rache Yisrei Foshkei ואית ראי, דבריש, בואו כמה קורמה, הוא רבזיר את המחאי והטוב במוקם אב, המאי קור לאב, המאי קור לתודה, ולמשם הוא לא הכי קור לאב, בצורך להסרס הטוב במשם אב. So Thesis comes to the conclusion here in Gorgodo, that there is no such prerequisite that one has to be masre the eveir of the tolode on the score of the Av. In other words, if he is masre the eveir of the tolode on the score of the Av, so it's also good as roi. But if he is but if he is masre the iver of the Tevode on the score of itself, so it's certainly good as well. But Teisves says, but here Teisves is chayv. Teisves says, I'm Muslim and not from Yisrael. If the Rashi Pirkei Avot, v'yikel l'meimar, d'hayne, v'yikel misham nehar d'avim mishkin chshive. So that is mentioned as one lashon in Teisves Mevokam Et HaBeis of Lao. But in Kol Godlo, he doesn't say it. So why does Teisa say, "Have a Muslim member nafkinu asroed ki v'rashi per Kol Godlo"? But over there, it comes to the opposite conclusion. So he means ki v'rashi per Kol Godlo, as I mentioned, this raya in Kol Godlo. But over there, he refutes the raya. But here, he accepts the raya. So in other words, so there are two shittas in Teisa's, as to whether. Et lode, you have to be michayev, you have to be masre on the score of the act. So according to Teisus in Kol Godol, so you don't have to be masre the tilode on the score of the act. According to Teisus Nazirik, you do have to be masre. Now, why should you have to be masre? Why should one have to be masre? That the Iver of it Elode, if somebody is Mashke Zroyim, so in other words, so if you'll say, according to Teisves Nazirei, if you'll tell him, don't be Mashke Zroyim on Shabbos, because the Torah is Mechayim Mise for Ashkoe Zroyim. So you'll not be Mechayim Mise. But he has to tell him, don't be Mashke Zroyim on Shabbos, because Ashkoe Zroyim on Shabbos is it Elode of Zereya, and Zereya is Chayim Mise. Only if the Asroya is on the score of its Av, he's chayiv. Why should it be like that? But he's chayiv for the Tevode. So, One thing is certainly clear, according to Teisve Shiten Azerek, that the Tilode is not a separate Mechayev. It's not an independent Mechayev. In other words, after all, we have a Halacha of Tilode. So, and there is a special Pasuk. The Gemara Tafayev says, Achas Meheva. Achas Meheno. Heino Oves, the first line, the final base. Heino Oves, Mei Heino Telodes. So it's a special Terzakosu. It's a special Terzakosu of Telode. Now, we have the concept of Telodes in Zikin also. Above is Zikin. So every Av has a Telode. Have a Telode. So, let's say, the Av of Keren is Nigir. But then we have Telodes. Nishiche, Ritze, Vite. And let's say regel, so b'prum yeshev piyo b'zuk shetzavo. That's the total of regel. But there we don't have a special posik that is marbe a telode of keren or a telode or telode of regel, a telode of shev. But we have a posik that is expressive of the av of keren. Ki yigach sheri shesherei. So, we have Ubiyab is the Achir. So we have a posik that is expressive of a certain Av in Mazik. So then, the Gemara says that this Av has to love this. So over there, we don't have a special posik. So over there, the reason as to why, let's say, Negife is chayev, Neshiche is chayev, Revitze, Uvite is chayev, because it has the same characteristics as Negich. So when a behemah is masik b'prum yeshe b'fiyon, u'bizuk shetzavoro, so is the same, it has all the characteristics of regel. What difference does it make whether it's masik derech elucho with its leg or it's masik with the prum yeshe b'fiyon u'bizuk shetzavoro with the bell that it has wound around its neck. So it's the same. The damage is done the same way. So the mele mitzadasmor, it comes within the parashe of ubiyah bizdeacher, or let's say the shiche comes within the parashe of kiyigach sheirish sheireyu. So they are certainly. It is the same mechayev. It's not that negife has one mechayev and nishiche has another mechayev. There is no posik for the tolodes of keren. But what does it mean when we say that nishiche is a tolode, a derivative of keren? It means that nishiche has all the characteristics of negife. So in Meile, when the Torah says that negeach is chayev, that when one share is mazik to nigiche is chayev, so it mele says that if it's to nishiched, which is a shinu, in other words, what's the characteristics of keren? That it's mishune, kavanos el hazik mishune. So there it's one lechayev. So over there, there is no special posik that telode of keren is chayev. Mashiikim vashavis. So we have a special posik of heino oves. May he not modes. So the Torah says in effect, you are chayev chatos. One is chayev chatos for zreya, and one is chayev chatos for mashkezroy. Mashkezroyim, that's a kilode of zreya. So mele, so it's not so clear whether it's the same chayev or each one has a separate mechayev. In other words, Av has its mechayev. Of course, Av is its own mechayev, and Telode has its own mechayev. Or it's not that Telode has an independent mechayev. But Telode is chayev because on account of its correspondence with the characteristics of the Av. So the Mele, that comes within the same Elohim. So the Mele is the Mechayev, is the Av is the Mechayev, not that the Telode is an independent Mechayev. Now, so according to Teis HaShite, here in Azeirik, that one has to be Masre, the Telode, on the score of the Av, so it's obvious that Teis HaShite holds, the Teis HaShite holds, that he has to be Masre, and from Teisus it's Mashma, from this Teisus it's Mashma, that not only Alibe the Rebelezer, the Rabbonim of Rebelezer, who say that he is not Chayev told in Mokima, but even according to Rebelezer, because Teisus Kashi is directed against Rebelezer. So even according to Rebelezer, that he is Chayev told in Mokima, so, and that one is Chayev to Chatois. One is Chayev to Chatois if he does the Av and it's told it. Let's say he's a Reya and he's Mashkes Roim, so he's Chayev to Chatois. So still, even according to Rebelezer, when he's Masre, the Mashkes Roim, he has to be Masreim on the score of the Reya, of its Av. So obviously, it's not an independent Chayev, even according to Rebelezer, that's Teis HaShite. The Ramban, here on Azeirik, he says, he is at the other pole of Teis. Teis HaShite is that even according to Rebelezer, the Asroyer of the Tode must be on the score of the Av. And so even according to Rebelezer, if someone will be Masre, the Mashke Zroyim, on its own score, so he will be Potter of Mise. The Ramban says, not only isn't it necessary to be Masre on the score of the Av, but suppose he's Masre on the score of the Av, and he's not Masre on its own score, then the Asroi is not Asroi. That's what the Ramban says. So the Ramban Shiti is that according to the Rabbonon of Rebelezer, so there is no requirement of being Masre itilode on the score of the Av either. But the whole apoch is according to Rabbonon, so either way it's a good Asroi, according to Rabbonon. So in other words, so according to Rabbonon, so the Masre can be Masre, the Mashke Zroim, in two ways. Either on its own score, or on the score of the Av. And so if, according to Rabbonon, if he is Masre, the Mashke Zroim, on the score of the Av, and not on its own score, he'll also be Chayev. But according to Rebelezer, he'll be Chayev only if he is Masre on its own score. But if he is Masre on the score of the Av, not. So we see two things. First of all, we see that according to Tesis, so Tilode does not have an independent Mechayev, even though there is a separate posik of Meheino, Heino Oves, Meheino Tilodes, but it's still the Mechayev of Tilode is that, not the Tilode. Tilode does not have its own independent Mechayev. Even our living address. That's Tesis. And then the Ramban Shite is that according to Rebelezer, who is Mechayev told in Mokimav, so Rebelezer holds that the Lode has its own independent Mechayev, in the same way as, let's say, as Tefer has its own Mechayev. It's not the same Mechayev as Losh. Losh is one Mechayev, and Tefer, the Meloche of Tefer, has its own Mechayev. So Zereya is his own Mechayev, and Telode is its own Mechayev. According to Rebelezer. So Memele, since he said his own Mechayev, so if he's Masre with Telode, and it's called Av, so it's no Asroye. So it's like someone who will be Masre, a Losh, and the score of Kesi. So it's no Asroye. This is according to Rebelezer, Ramban Shite. But according to the Rabbonon, so it does not have its own independent Mechayev. After all, if it had its own independent Mechayev, so the Rabbonon should be Mechayev in Tuchatois, if he is Reya and is Mashkes Roy. So the Mechayev is the Mechayev of the Av, even for the Telode. But still, even though he's the mechayev of the av, so he's chelik ha-pesis. Because Tesis, shita is, that once the av is a mechayev and that the law does not have its own independent mechayev, so in the melee, he cannot be masre on its own score. And the Ramban holds no, then either way it's alright. Mashenkin, according to Rabbezah, it has its own independent mechayev, so in the melee, he cannot be masre either way. But he must be masre on its own score, not on the score of God. Now, Teisves in Azerik, so Teisves here, I mean Teisves in Azerik certainly holds that Terode does not have its own independent Mechayev, even while in the Rebbeza. Now Teisves in Kol Godel could hold either way. I mean Teisves in Kol Godel. Teisves in Kol Godel says he doesn't have to be Masre on the score of the Av. He doesn't have to be Masre on the score of the Av. So Tesis could hold either way, either that it has its own independent Mechayev, so that's why it doesn't have to be Masre on the score of the Av, or the Tesis hold that it does not have its own independent Mechayev. But still it's not necessary to be Masre on the score of the Av. Now, this is one Russian thesis about Kabbalah Rabbeis. Is the galaxy? How the Havim Mishkin Chshive call it out? The how the way Havim Mishkin Chshive call it out? If he say Yesh Loch is Havim Mishkin, Gemenake Shumash Kesoyim, the way Chshive go out? The Chayim Yigal Simon, the Havim Mishkin Chshive call it out? Abu Gassim and how the Abishkin Shive, the Koryav, how the Abishkin Murshim called Rode, with his air took his way mission. So, in other words, Stasis here mentions three Gersoids. One Gersay is how the Abishkin Shive called Rav, the other way Abishkin Shive called it Rode. That's one Gersay. So, it's Mashma from the Stasis, according to the Gersay, how the Abishkin Shive called Rav. Now, so Teisve says that according to this Gilse, even if it is in the Mishkan, even with a certain type of flavor existed in the Mishkan, but it's not choshuv, so then it's not enough. How about the converse, in other words, suppose it is choshuv, and it is choshuv, but it didn't exist in the Mishkan. But then Teisa says here, V'chein yigasinon, yahave b'mishkan uchshive, kor liav. So in other words, so according to the second Gersa, Teisa is certainly saying that according to the second Gersa, I mean, Teisa doesn't have to say, I mean, then it's obvious. That according to the second Gersa, how the Havim Mishkan Uchshive Kol Liav, that there are two prerequisites, Choshuv and Mishkan. So if Choshuv and not Mishkan is not enough, Mishkan and not Choshuv is not enough either. So in Mele, since Tesis uses the Russian, V'chein Igar Sinon, the Havim Mishkan Uchshive Kol Liav. So that means that Tesis equates the implication of the second Gersay with the implication of the first Gersay. Now it is clear, it is self-evident, that the implication of the second Gersay is that there are two prerequisites. And since Stasis employs the term V'chein, so it's mashma, that there is an equation between the implication of the first Gersay and the implication of the second Gersay. That's how it's mashma. So according to the first two Gersoyis, it's mashma from this Stasis. According to the first two Gersoyis, there are two prerequisites. Chshive and Mishkan. Mishkan without Chshive is not enough. Chshive without Mishkan is not enough. Then there is a third Gersay. Avoli Gersinon, how the Avim Mishkan Chshive, we call it Av. Avoli Avim Mishkan Loi Chshive, we call it Avode. With Vizeh, Avode is Loi Mishkan. So Memele, according to the third Gersay, the only prerequisite is Avim Mishkan. In other words, So as long as something will exist in the Mishkan, that is the Chshives. Nothing else is important. So in other words, so according to from the Loshen, from the Pashtus Loshen of this Tesis, it's Mashma, that while there are three Gyosois, but there are only two Shittes. In other words, two Gyosois have no Nachkimine between them. The first two Gyosois have the same implication. In other words, that there are two prerequisites. And the third Gyosei has another implication. There are three Gyosois, but two implications. The third Gyosei has another implication, that there is only one prerequisite, Havi B'Mishkan. And according to the first two Gyosois, there are two prerequisites, Havi B'Mishkan and Choshev. This is how it's mashma from the Tesis here. But from the Tesis that base, it's mashma that there is a difference between the first Gyosei and the second Gyosei. In Kalbot. Tesis in Kalbot. I mean Tesis in Shabbos, sorry. This is Yishavah's Abbeis. The bottom thesis. Abbeis on the Dalit. Hovet Asina. How do I have a Mishk Chshivik Kol Le'af? How do I have a Mishk Chshivik Kol Le'etelod? Ulfi Har Gilse Bola Afuke Kamen Loches. So he's discussing the Gilse. How do I have a Mishk Chshivik Kol Le'af? How do I have a Mishk Chshivik? That's the first Gilse in Azeret. Thesis is discussing. Ulfi Har Gilse, according to the first Gilse, Bola Afuke Kamen Loches, Shalo Hoyo Chshivik. V'hoyu b'mishkan, v'telodes nimu, v'loyo v'stilofes. K'ram nimu ferig mamateni, heim helu akoshi nikal kala agole, dayin achnose umeshi yutachas. V'yiz dikar se, hard have a mishkan uchshi v'kol ya. Hard lo have a mishkan uchshi v'kol ya. Ufigil se zu, tso uchlim ali bo yitarte. So from the manner in which Tesis formulated it, so it's mashme. The implication being that the figures of Isheino loy boitarte. But Tesis itself said that the figures of Isheino, it's a common locheh yuchshivum voyim mishkan. So that's it. So what's the nafkemine between the first girse and the second girse? And Tesis is implying here in the comment of Beis Amdalev that there is a nachkemine between the implication of the first Gyosei and the implication of the second Gyosei. And Tesis is saying that the implication of the second Gyosei is that there are two prerequisites. And the implication of the first Gyosei is that Chshive is a prerequisite. So if we are going to say that according to the first Gyosei, so Havi Mishkan is also a prerequisite, so then there is no difference between the first Gyosei and second Gyosei, and Tesis implies that there is a difference. So the Maram points out that from the Maram in Bava Kama, so he points out that from this Tesis it's mashma that according to the first Gyosei, how the Havi Mishkan Chshive Kol Le'av, how the Lo Havi Mishkan Chshive Kol Le'etelodeh. So the important, there is only one prerequisite. What is that? That Chshive. So, Chshive is a prerequisite. So if something is not Choshuv, even though it existed in the Mishkan, it's not enough. Even though it existed in the Mishkan, so it's not enough. If something is not Choshuv. But if something is Choshuv, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, it is still enough. This is how the Maram points out.